Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It really is amazing. We've raised more than $2 million now. This is the 17th year. And, you know, upwards of $2 million for literacy and education projects. And one of the things I love about that, and there's a long list, but one of the things I love about that is that it's sort of a validation of printed books. You know, we all have Kindles and notebooks, and, you know, we can read in a lot of different areas, but we've made $2 million plus with book stock, and paperbacks are a dollar. You know, most hardcovers are $3. So this is a dollar and $3 at a time. People love books enough that we've been able to reach $2 million, $1 or $3 at a time, and it's all because people like holding books in their hands.
And this has been primarily, as you touched on, in the digital age. So people, do you think books like the handheld type, the paperbacks or even the hardcovers, are those ever going to go out of style?
I don't think so. I think there's a certain cohort of people who will always just enjoy the sensation of holding a book. You know, we had asked ourselves that maybe 5 years ago. Are we making buggies at the dawn of the automotive age? But there still seems to be a call for printed books. And maybe it's just because we're selling them so cheaply, but heck, somebody's buying them to donate.
You know, they don't run out of batteries. They don't, you know, even your Kindle, they can last several weeks, but they eventually die out. You got to recharge them. And they don't feel the same, do they, as a regular book?
No, no. A Kindle is a great handy thing. I have one, but I'd much rather read a book. One of the great things about Bookstock is that it gets books out of people's basements into cartons. They donate it to us, and we wind up recycling it back into somebody's lap where it belongs.
So Bookstock has, as it seems to every year, you have each day seems to be dedicated to, there's a certain theme around it which involves a special sale. So you got Monday Madness, you got Teacher Appreciation Days, and there's a lot of, you know, Bookbuster special days. You know, a bit of play on words here, but every day is special with Bookstock, isn't it?
We do. We want to keep people coming back. And I think to some extent we want to amuse ourselves. What can we do different this year? But it's predicated on reminding people that we can't possibly display 300,000 pieces of merchandise all at once. So there really is huge turnover every day. And different merchandise, new merchandise, comes out every day. Teacher Appreciation Days are great. Tuesday and Wednesday from 3 to 9 p.m., teacher with an ID, it's 50% off. You know, we're in the same business. We're in the literacy business. And we really love and appreciate teachers, and we want them to know that. You know, I meet teachers all the time. In fact, I'm writing about a couple who stock up for their classroom at Bookstock.
Yeah, and they're doing it on their own dime.
They are. It's, you know, unfortunate what it means to be a teacher in this day and age, or maybe they always did it, and when we were kids, we just didn't notice. But, yeah, teachers are spending their own money, coming to Bookstock at a big discount, and grabbing stuff that, because they know their kids, they know specific kids are going to want to read.
Well, a lot of readers like to cook, and I like this niche you're getting into. And here's an example of a play on words, Cookstock, which is Saturday, April the 13th. What is that about?
We do always get a lot of cookbooks. We have a lot of cookbook collectors. So Cookstock on the 13th, all day long, mall hours, all cookbooks are half off. Now, another time you'll see people stampeding to cookbooks is we have an opening pre-sale. It's the only time there's an admission charge, Sunday from 8:15 to 11 a.m. That's opening Sunday the 7th. $20 gets you in early, and you get first pick of everything. And I've been doing this long enough to know you get out of the way of that stampede.
You know, and you've got a pretty kind of a big stock of items. You got, what is that, 300,000 plus gently used books? And it's not just books, is it? You've got all sorts of different types of media.
We do. We have books on tape. We have, which I suppose I should call audiobooks. We have audiobooks. We have CDs and DVDs. We have a lot of vinyl records. Whatever your passion is on vinyl, you can probably find it. A few years ago, I found Ray Charles' Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music. I mean, just a classic for a dollar on vinyl.
Vinyl.
I don't even have a record player. I gave it to a friend who does. But I thought, this is an amazing piece of music history. It's a dollar.
And you can put the album cover on your wall, though, at least. You know, and I think vinyl is making a comeback. I was in some store. It may have been a Target the other day, but they were selling brand new with current artists vinyl records in the store next to the CDs and DVDs.
You know, to an extent, vinyl records are kind of like books. I mean, they're throwbacks. Some people just prefer them. There's a different feel and a smell to holding a book. There's a different sound to a vinyl record.
Neil, anything else that you would like to add that's important about book stock that I didn't ask you yet or touch on?
There's specials and interesting things going on all week long. Bookstockmi.org is your source for all of that. You can check the schedule, the mall hours, anything you need to know. Sure look forward to seeing people out there.
And I want to touch on this real quickly because you're going to honor some students as well from Detroit Public Schools. This is on Tuesday, I believe, at 5 p.m. It's the Best Awards, BEST.
Yeah, well, thank you for bringing that
sure.
up. You know, we're connected with Detroit Public Schools through our Bookstock Best Award. It's an essay contest for fourth graders. Alicia Merriweather, Deputy Superintendent, has joined us as Honorary Chancellor this year. We're very excited about that. But the essay contest, it's a simple question, who's your favorite character and why? And the kids get so excited. I mean, it's a huge deal. There's, you know, cash prizes and gift cards. And the winners uniformly are so excited when they hear their name called, they jump up and down. And you can't help but get caught up in the excitement of a giddy 8 or 9-year-old.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.